This is a Fox News alert. History made in the U.S. Senate. I'm Lisa Brady. For the first time, a black woman is confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the proceedings.
There is, and certainly appears to be, a sufficient second. The clerk will call the roll.
Is most senators voted one by one from their desk on the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to serve as the 116th Supreme Court Justice.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Jackson is the first black woman nominated and confirmed to a Supreme Court seat, though she'll wait to officially become Justice Jackson until Justice Stephen Breyer resigns at the end of the current Supreme Court term this summer.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Three Republicans joined all 50 Democrats to support Jackson. The U.S. defending its response in Ukraine as Ukraine presses NATO for more weapons.
If you factor in contributions from allies, we're almost at 90-1. That means one tank, Russian tank, 10 anti-tank systems to fight them back.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki. Russia, meantime, is giving up its seat on the UN's Human Rights Council after the UN General Assembly voted to suspend it.
In post-vote comments, many nations voiced a need for further investigation into the actions of Russia, at the same time calling for more diplomacy. Prior to voting, Ukraine's UN ambassador, Sergei Kislytsia, says the vote should send a message.
Russia is not only committing human rights violations, it is shaking the underpinnings of international peace and security.
Russia warned any yes vote or abstention would bring consequences, but gave no further specifics.
Fox's Gernal Scott, that vote was 93-24 with more than 50 abstentions. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Girl Scouts lose a battle against the Boy Scouts in court.
Federal Judge Alvin Hellerstein tossed out the Girl Scouts lawsuit against the Boy Scouts. The girls had sued, saying the boys' use of the word scout in recruitment was hurting their own recruitment, as the Boy Scouts is now open to girls. But the judge had said last fall, Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts is a brand, but scouting describes an activity. The Girl Scouts had argued that the Boy Scouts were engaged in unethical marketing that confuses and misleads families. But the judge said using the word scout to describe the co-ed nature of their programming is not confusing and doesn't exploit the Girl Scouts' reputation. The Boy Scouts remains in bankruptcy over hundreds of sex abuse lawsuits. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former Virginia police officer who pleaded guilty to storming the U.S. Capitol with another off-duty officer testifies he hoped the mob could overturn the 2020 election results that day. Former Rocky Mount officer Jacob Fracker taking the stand as a key witness against former colleague Thomas Robertson. Fracker says he initially believed he was only trespassing when he entered the Capitol building, but he ultimately admitted conspiring to obstruct Congress from certifying the Biden win. Baseball fans have been waiting for this opening day.
All 30 MLB ball clubs will still be playing 162 games this season, adding on some doubleheaders to accommodate the schedule after delaying opening day by a week because of the lengthy work stoppage. However, the 2022 season is finally here. Even though two games were already postponed for today because of inclement weather, the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners and Minnesota Twins delaying their openers until tomorrow. There are still seven games on tap for opening day today, including the debut of the renamed Cleveland Guardians. They're taking on the Kansas City Royals, and the reigning World Series champion Atlanta Braves will play host to the Cincinnati Reds.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a rally. The Dow's up 156. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.